Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for gathering us this morning during this Advent season to prepare our hearts to receive you, the Christ child. We ask that you would send your Holy Spirit to come among us, that we might be filled with peace in believing, that we might know the truth of the gospel, that we might know of your mercy, and that we might find our rest in you. Please be with us this morning as we study your word. Now we pray in Christ's name. Amen. See you. So can anybody remember what our first lesson was from? What book it was from? Anybody? Zephaniah. Yeah, y'all pretty good. Y'all better than I am sometimes. We're not going to look at Zephaniah, don't worry. We're going to look at our psalm for today. Psalm 85. The reason why I ask you this question, though, is our psalmist in verse 8 says, I will listen to what the Lord God is saying. I'm not so great at listening very often. I heard that we were reading from Zephaniah, but listening and retaining the fact that we were reading from Zephaniah sometimes doesn't stick quite as well. When I was growing up, I remember by the time the pastor got to preaching, I was beginning to wonder what was for lunch. So the first part of the sermon was spent trying to remember from my morning, did my mother put anything into the oven? And if so, what was that? And then once I come to the conclusion that nothing was in the oven, we were about 10 minutes into the sermon, and I began to panic and start writing notes back and forth with my brother. I heard the pastor preaching, don't worry. I heard everything he was saying, just didn't listen very well. But by the end of the sermon, I figured out the two places that I would have liked to eat for lunch, and we had finally decided on where we were going. It took about 30 minutes to make lunch plans, and that was as long as the sermon was growing up. I say all this because we're distracted. We often can hear, but we're distracted. I was distracted by figuring out what I was doing for lunch. Some of us get distracted when people are talking to us because we have a to-do list and we're checking things off and adding things to it while somebody is talking to us. Or maybe rather than having a to-do list, the reason why you actually aren't listening is because you're trying to come up with the right answer. Men, we have an issue with this at times. Our wives want us to listen to them talk. They tell us a problem, and we begin figuring out the answer to the problem while they continue to talk about the problem. And at times, they just want you to listen. Not to come up with the right response. But we have missed all of the listening because we're so worried about having the right answer. The same is true, vice versa, or with friends, etc. We worry about our answers rather than actually listening to what people are telling us. And sometimes we don't listen very well, honestly, because, well, we don't care what they're talking about. You've ever been at a cocktail party and somebody is talking to you a long time about a topic, and you're really thinking about getting on to the food table because you don't really care about what they're talking about. So you have not heard anything of what they were sharing with you because you were worried about it. How often is it that we hear what people are saying, but we do not listen to them? We don't listen to the words that are coming out of their mouths and processing them and internalizing them. And here this morning, our psalmist says, I will listen to what the Lord God is saying, for he is speaking peace. He is speaking peace to his faithful people and to those who turn their hearts to him. So this morning, whether you are part of his faithful people, or whether this morning you are one who is turning your heart towards him, whose heart has begun to turn to our Savior, hear what he is telling you. Listen. He is speaking, and he is speaking peace. Peace. this Advent season, we prepare to receive the Christ child, the Prince of Peace. But how many of us live lives filled with anxiety and despair, depressed, anxious, fearful of what is to come? This morning, the Lord is speaking. Peace. And here is what he tells us about peace. Goes on in our psalm to say, "Mercy and truth have met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other." The reality is that peace comes from knowing mercy and truth and righteousness. For we in this Advent season are reminded about the truth of who God is. That he comes in the flesh and has made himself known in the form of a babe. The truth is that he lived a perfect life and that he willingly died for you and for me, and that he was raised from the dead and now sits at the right hand of the Father. This truth should bring us peace. The second thing is mercy. This season we celebrate the Christ child, who through his life, death, and resurrection shows us that while we were yet sinners, he died for us. He loves us. While he was able to destroy you and I, he has chosen rather to love us and show us mercy. We long to have mercy from our peers. You know, you slip going down the stairs and you hope that nobody notices and is kind to you rather than laughing at you, that they show you a little mercy and grace about your movements. And you and I have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. We are flawed and imperfect. And rather than beating us up because of this, rather than oppressing us, God sends his Son to set us free, to show us mercy. This should fill us with peace, knowing that while we are imperfect, he loves us and shows us mercy. Lastly, righteousness. It is not your righteousness that gives you peace. In fact, trying to build up your own righteousness will only fill you with more fear and anxiety. I've tried it. I can tell you that for sure. The more you try to build up your personal status and your good works in order to be approved by others, the harder life becomes and the less people actually pay attention. It is not your righteousness that will bring you peace, but it is his righteousness. For in giving up of himself, he covers you with his own righteousness, making it possible for us to be with God for all eternity. He has covered you with his righteousness, and therefore we are filled with peace. Because in this Advent season, we seek to receive the Christ child, to prepare our hearts to receive him, we receive the truth of the gospel, the good news of his coming. We receive and are prepared to receive his mercy that we don't deserve. We are covered in his righteousness, which makes it possible for us to be with him for all eternity. Therefore, we are filled with peace. Do not be distracted this next week in a couple days. But over the next week and a couple of days, slow down and listen to the Lord. Read his word. Spend time in prayer. Spend time in the fellowship with other believers that they might encourage you. Spend time listening to the Lord and hearing of the truth of the gospel. spend time not distracted, but knowing of the mercy that we receive. Spend time recognizing that he has made you righteous, that we might be at peace. And as the psalmist concludes, he says, righteousness shall go before him, and peace shall be a pathway for his feet. May the Lord lead us and guide us. May the Prince of Peace move our feet in the way in which we are called to go. May we be filled with peace this Advent season and follow him all the days of our lives. Amen.